following the feast of Pentecost, of Trinity Sunday, and then, of course, Corpus Christi, we are back into ordinary time. But that most definitely does not mean, well, that the Mass is ordinary. Joining me today as we prepare you for the 11th Sunday in ordinary time is my friend Terry Ross, host of Glory of the Mass. Terry has put together a wonderful show coming up because he is highlighting a very beautiful chant within our church, the Salve Regina. Every week, Terry puts together beautiful sacred liturgical music from all of the great composers to help prepare you and appreciate the beautiful rituals of the Mass. Terry, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, as I said, we're through all of these feast days. We're back into what we're calling ordinary time, but the Mass is not ordinary.
The term ordinary doesn't refer to the fact that it's run-of-the-mill or anything like that. It refers to the fact that when they talk about weeks in the calendar, they use ordinal numbers. They don't say week 13. They say 13th week. They use ordinals. Mm-hmm. So that's where the ordinary comes from, not from anything else.
We are so excited because over the weeks that Terry, you and I have been able to talk, I have learned most definitely there is nothing ever ordinary about the beautiful Catholic Mass. This week, because it's not celebrating a special feast day, you've put together a show that highlights one of our most beautiful prayers, the Salve Regina.
Yes, I like to do that from time to time to show the variety of music that existed, that still exists for serious classical devotional music. The Salve Regina, the Marian antiphon itself, dates from the Middle Ages, but very many composers have used that text to write motets. And it's interesting, you'll hear, I think there are six Salve Reginas in this program, how different one is from the next, yet they all use exactly the same text. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about what that text means.
Right. Well, the Salve Regina is that beautiful prayer. Most often we pray it after the rosary, and that's the Hail Holy Queen. Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And the prayer continues to the end when it finalizes with, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. It's a beautiful prayer. And it's, again, as children are learning, especially when they're preparing for First Holy Communion, they're learning their rosary. And this is most definitely one of the prayers that young children will begin to learn. Terry Ross is host of Glory of the Mass. He's joining me today because he has, again, another special show coming up where he's highlighting the Salve Regina. Terry, I think many are also familiar with this beautiful chant that priests will pray. It's almost like a priestly anthem. They learn it in seminary, but that is, the chant is different than what composers have put together, or is the chant merely just another composition that somebody else had made?
It's a completely different thing. The composers took, in some cases they refer to that chant, but not very often. They just took the text and decided to write a piece on that text. Some used melodies that already existed. Some used made-up melodies. That's often the case with music in the church. There are masses that are based on secular songs, for example, even slightly disreputable secular songs. You know, songs about drinking and making love and that sort of thing that you wouldn't think would be used as part of the Mass. But the song itself, without the words, is a beautiful melody, and so they use it. And that's what these guys did with the Salve Regina. They just put a melody to that beautiful text.
So in this week's episode of Glory of the Mass, who are some of the composers who have Salve Regina songs?
Well, I think we have Orlando di Lasso. We have William Byrd, Cristobal de Morales. We'll hear a little of his Salve Regina right now. And three others. Francisco Guerrero.
And Palestrina.
And Palestrina, the most famous of all high Renaissance composers.
That's incredible that they've all done it. It almost feels like, I wonder if... you know, maybe they listened to some of these and thought, yeah, let's see what I can do with this one.
That's absolutely right. And also some of the most popular texts of the Catholic Church have been used by many, many, many composers. Everybody wrote at least one Ave Maria, if not several Ave Marias. So there's a host of pieces called Ave Maria, just as there's a host of pieces called Salve Regina.
Oh, it's perfect. Well, Terry, you've picked one of those out for us, so I will play a portion of that now. This is the Salve Regina with Cristobal de Morales. Terry, what can you tell me about Cristobal Morales?
Morales was a Spanish composer of the High Renaissance. That is, he lived, his career occurred mostly in the 16th century, the same century as Palestrina, and as of his contemporary, Victoria. Also, there's another Spanish composer named Guerrero. They all functioned about the same time, and they were Spanish composers, but they spent a lot of time in Italy, as one must if you're a composer at that time. People wanted to go to Rome, hear the choir there, and many people ended up working for various courts and rich men and rich women in Italy. Morales spent a lot of his time in Spain, which is interesting. But anyway, he's a very good composer. We don't hear as much of him as we ought to.
Oh, beautiful. Well, this week on Glory of the Mass, you most definitely will be able to hear one of his beautiful compositions. Terry, thank you so much. It's always a great week when we get to talk.
Thanks very much.
And again, that is Terry Ross, host of Glory of the Mass. Glory of the Mass can be heard right here at Mater Dei Radio on Saturday and on Sunday in hopes of preparing you for a further appreciation of beautiful music within the sacred liturgy. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find the full playlist on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.